Translation: by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly and cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. Please repeat after me. By chanting the holy name, of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly, or cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. Evam vrata sapriya nama kirta jatanu rago drupachitta uchai asat tatho roditi roti gayati Unmadavan Ristati Lokavaisya. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Purport by Prabhupada's disciple. In this verse, pure love of Godhead is being described. Srila Sridhar Swami has described the spiritual situation as Samprapta Prema Lakshana Bhakti Yogasta Samsara Dharmatitam Gatim, or perfectional stage of life in which one's devotional service to the Supreme Lord is enriched by ecstatic love. At that time, one's spiritual duties are entirely beyond the scope of worldly affairs. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, there is the following statement by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dhoijya dhorite nari hoilam unmatto hashi kandi nashi gai dhoijya madamatto. While chanting the holy name of the Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself, and thus I laugh, cry, dance, and sing just like a madman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately approached his spiritual master to ask him why he had apparently become mad by chanting the holy name of Krishna. His guru replied, Krishna naam maha mantrer eiko shabhav jai jape tare kare te jai jape tar krishne upajaya bhav. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna maha mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada has commented, these symptoms are very prominently manifest in the body of a pure devotee. Sometimes when our students of the Krishna Consciousness Movement chant and dance, even in India, people are astonished to see how these foreigners have learned to chant and dance in this ecstatic fashion. As explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, actually this is not due to practice, for without extra endeavor, these symptoms become manifest in anyone who sincerely chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is a very long purport. I won't go to the end, so I'll just discuss up to this much. So this chap, this verse is describing what happens when one properly chants the Hare Krishna. When one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenselessly, without committing offense, this is the outcome. This is what happens. So this has been pointed out. Actually, this chapter on the 11th canto is very, very important. It's a discussion between Maharaj Nimi. Nimi appeared and the Ikshaku dynasty. Maharaj Nimi. He was the king of Videha. And he came across, or very mercifully, the 9 Jogendras. How many of you know about this Nava Jogendra? 9 Jogendras. Who are these 9 Jogendras? Very good. Nine sons of King Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev was an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishabhdev had 100 sons. Of them, the eldest was Maharaj Bharat. Bharat Maharaj was, he became the king. And he started to rule over the entire planet. And it is after Bharat Maharaj that this planet has become known as Bharatvarsha. Bharatvarsha is not just a small tract of land. Bharatvarsha is actually the entire Earth planet. Originally the name of this planet was Ajanabhavarsha. Then the name changed into Ilabritavarsha. And then it became Bharat Varsha. Bharat Varsha. After Maharaj Bharat. And his other sons became Kshatriyas, but the 9 sons, King Rishabhdev, 9 sons became devotees. And they became the greatest of the yogis. Who is the greatest yogi? Who can stand on his head for 24 hours? Is he the greatest yogi? Who is the greatest yogi? The greatest yogi is Yogina Vopi Sarvesham Madgate Nantaratmanah Shraddhavan Bhajate Joma. Shraddhavan Bhajate Joma. Who renders devotional service unto Krishna with Shraddha, he is Swami Yukta Tamo Matana. He is the greatest yogi. So these Nava Yogendras were the greatest yogis because they were the pure devotees of the Supreme Personality. Their names are Kavi, Avi, Antariksha, Prabhritha, Abhihotra, Pippalayan, etc. The 9 sons. Great, very great. Then there, King Nimi asked him a question. When they instructed him, then King Nimi actually asked him a very nice question. At that point, Sri Videha Uvasha, because he is the king of Videha, he is also identified as King Videha, Sri Videha. King Videha said, I think that you must be direct associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who are the direct associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This Navajogendra. Who is famous as the enemy of the demon Madhu? Indeed, the pure devotee Indeed, the pure devotees of Lord Vishnu wander throughout the universe not for their personal selfish interests, but to purify all the conditioned souls. The devotees travel throughout the universe simply to purify the conditioned souls. How do they purify them? By giving them instruction about Krishna. Then he asks another question after that. Therefore, O completely sinless one, I ask you to kindly tell me what the supreme good is. After all, even half a moment's association with pure devotees within this world of birth and death is a priceless treasury for any man. Half a moment's association. Half a moment's association. There is another verse like that. That is saying 11th part of a second association. Which is this verse? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastrikai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shukti. There it has been used the expression lover. Lover is one lover. Is 1/11 of a second. But here, the expression has been used, kshanartha. Kshan means a moment. And a half of a moment. So even that much association of a devotee of the Lord, one may become purified of his material contaminations. Please speak about how one engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. If you consider me capable of properly hearing these topics, when a living entity offers loving service to the Supreme Lord, the Lord is immediately satisfied, and in return he will give even his own self to the surrendered soul. So when Ki Maharaj Nimi asked in this way, then Kabi replied. A devotee, one of the Navin Navajavindras, is Kabi. Kabi started to reply, and then he is coming to this verse. What happens? He actually pointed out, okay, this is important also, let me just read the translation. He is saying that, what was King Nimi's question? How can one become free from the material world? That was the simple question. Please speak about how one engages in devotional service at the Supreme Lord. If one considers me capable of hearing this topic, when a living entity offers loving service to the Supreme Lord, the Lord is immediately satisfied, and in return, he will give even his own self to the surrendered soul. Actually, previously, let me see who it was. I think it was Antariksha, he told him. He asked, what is the way to become free from material bondage? And then Antariksha told him, devotional service. So now he is asking that how does devotional service, what is the outcome of devotional service? What happens? How one becomes engaged in devotional service? He is asking, how can one become engaged in devotional? Then Kavi began to reply. O King, one who accepts this process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead will never blunder on his path in this world. Even while running with eyes closed, he will never trip or fall. You get the point? That if one becomes engaged in devotional service, he'll never go wrong. And he gave the example, even if he runs with his eyes closed, he will not trip or he will not fall. That means we can blindly take the path of devotional service and we can rest assured that he will never go wrong. That is how wonderful devotional service to Krishna. Can you imagine how dangerous it can be to run with your eyes closed? Especially nowadays when there are so many traffic and so many cars. Like if you run, can you run like that? No. There are always we have to see what is. But the thing is, he is pointing out that when one takes to devotional service, then he can run with his eyes closed. Meaning, he will never go wrong. Devotional service is so perfect. In accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life, whatever one does with body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme, thinking, this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. Now, what is devotional service? Devotional service is whatever nature one has developed. Meaning, whatever you like to do. Whatever you like to do. For example, Matajis like to cook. You like to cook? How many of you like to cook? Only so few. Okay. So cook for Krishna. You like to cook? You cook for Krishna. Tell me what you like to do.
I like to play instruments.
Okay.
He
likes to play instruments. So, can you play instrument for Krishna? You do that? Then that becomes devotional service. What do you like to do?
Service of Lord Krishna.
Okay, he likes to do that. What do you like to do?
Doing kirtan.
Doing kirtan, okay. He likes to sing. Right? So do you sing for Krishna's pleasure? So that's devotion. What do you like to do?
Dancing.
Dancing. So you can dance for Krishna. So in this way, whatever you like to do, you can do it for Krishna. Somebody say, I like to play cricket. Then what do you do? You will say, okay, play cricket even for Krishna's pleasure. Like Arjun, what did Arjun like to do? Can you tell me what Arjun liked to do?
Fight.
And Krishna said, okay, fight for me. Fight for my pleasure. So if you can fight for Krishna, then you can even play cricket for Krishna. Maybe we will have our Krishna's cricket team. And then they defeat all the other cricket teams. And in this way, they will establish the glory of Krishna. So the point here, as Jogendra Kavi is saying, that what different people develop different attitudes. It's not that they like to play cricket. It's they like to, they like to act in the mode of passion. Playing games is in the mode of passion. Those days they used to fight, and nowadays they play cricket. Those days they, by killing, by defeating the enemies, they used to feel victory. And nowadays, by defeating other cricket teams, they feel victory. So it's all mode of passion. But Krishna's point is, yeah, if you are in the mode of passion, then use the passion for me. If you are in the mode of goodness, use the mode of goodness for myself. And if you are in the mode of ignorance, then what do you do? In mode of ignorance, one likes to sleep. Then I will say that if you are in the mode of ignorance, then go to Mayapur and sleep there. Because in Mayapur, if you sleep in Mayapur, this is the potency of Mayapur Dham. Even if you sleep there, then you get the benefit of offering obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even by sleeping, you can derive the pleasure of pleasing the Lord or rendering devotional service. You like to eat? Then come to our temple and take Krishna Prasad. And by eating, you will render devotional service. Of course, here you have to eat Krishna Prasad. But if you go to Jagannath Puri, then there, whatever you eat, that becomes Krishna Prasad. So in this way, we can see that devotional service is so wonderful that anybody can render. Anybody can render, whether in the mode of ignorance, whether in the mode of passion, whether in the mode of goodness, or whether in the mode of pure goodness. One can render devotion. Then he is coming to the verse that we recited today. Okay, I'll go to the previous verse. This is text 40. I'll go to text 39. An intelligent person who has controlled his mind and conquered fear should give up all attachment to material objects, such as wife, family and nation, and should wander freely without embarrassment, hearing and chanting the holy names of the Lord, the bearer of the chariot wheel. The holy names of Krishna are all auspicious because they describe his transcendental birth and activities, which he performed within this world for the salvation of the conditioned soul. Thus the holy names of the Lord are sung throughout the world. So those who have become completely attached to Krishna, what is the symptom of that attachment? He loses all interest for anything else. He loses interest for anything else. He leaves them behind and he becomes completely engaged in serving Krishna. That is the pure devotional stage of devotional service. And then what he does? Evaṁ vrataha sapriya nāma kīrta jātā nurāgo dhruta citta ucchai haśatithi rauti roditi gāyati unmādavan vittati lokupāyaśa. That is what happens to him. He becomes like a madman. Now Prabhupada is saying that it is not that it is done by practice. It is not that the devotees practice dancing and then they learn how to dance. Bharatanatyam, Kathak. Like we notice, all of you dance so nicely in the kirtan in the evening. Did you practice it? No. Just spontaneously you are dancing. Hasatiti Evam brother Sapriya Namakita, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one develops these symptoms. He becomes so ecstatic. This is a sign of ecstasy. Like when you become very happy, then don't you start dancing? Like if you get a news that you have become the Prime Minister of India or somebody who wants to become the Prime Minister of India, when he wins the election, then what happens? Don't you see this? They start dancing? Party, Congress party won? No, he has BJP won, not Congress. Then BJP followers, what do? They go out dancing, singing, Jai BJP, Jai BJP. So when one, that means when one becomes very joyful, he begins to dance. He begins to loudly speak what he achieved. Gayati. But with love for Krishna, what happens? Roti. Roditi. He cries. He roditi. He cries. And roti, he becomes agitated. And then he cries, roditi, roti, hasati, he laughs. So these are the mad. When one becomes mad, one behaves like that. So when one develops Krishna prema, then he becomes like a mad person. That's a different type of madness. One kind of madness is insanity. Insanity. Insanity, same means stability of the mind. When the mind functions properly, that is called sanity. And when the mind doesn't function properly, like a madman, does a madman's mind function properly? Does his intelligence function properly? No. His mentality becomes uncontrolled, and that is called insanity. But when one falls in love with Krishna, then what happens? Then he becomes ecstatic. Now insanity and ecstasy are quite similar to apparently quite similar. But they are opposites. Looks like same, but they are opposites. Okay, let us put it this way. Sanity, right? This level is sanity. Below the level of sanity is insanity. And beyond the level of sanity is ecstasy. Transcendental ecstasy. Now, this is the normal, these two. Below and above will look alike, just like sunrise and sunset. Don't they look alike? Sometimes you slept through the whole day and you woke up in the evening and you look at you see the sun setting, but because you have been sleeping, you think that you woke up in the morning and you think it's sunset. Doesn't it happen sometimes? It happens to the people, those who get drunk. So the point is, sunrise and sunset, don't they look alike? But they are diametrically opposed. Similarly, insanity and ecstasy, right? They appear to be alike. Because in both the conditions, they are not behaving like a normal person. They are abnormal. One is below normal and the other is above normal. So that is the symptom of spiritual ecstasy. That is what happens. Are you ready to become mad? Yeah? Okay, so pray to Krishna and he will make you mad. He will make you ecstatic. But he won't allow you to do that because you have to preach. Because when you become, when you start behaving like that, you won't be able to preach. That's why devotees don't want that. Devotees want to maintain their sanity. They have to go and convince people. So, that is how Krishna consciousness brings such ecstasy, which causes the heart to become inundated with joy. What actually happens? Heart becomes ecstatic. Heart becomes full of joy. And then, evam vrita sapriya nama kita jatanu rago dhutachitta uchayin ashatthiti roti roditi ashatthiti roditi roti gayati unmada vanrittati. So you learned something today? So, are you going to chant the holy name very nicely, very sincerely? And then you know what's going to happen if you chant the holy name properly? That's what you have. Do you want that to happen to you? So if you want that to happen to you, then please chant the holy name very, very attentively. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions? Yeah, that is because he doesn't have any external consciousness. He doesn't have any feeling of shame. Like he doesn't care whether he has any clothes on or not. He doesn't care what he looks like. So that is, wow. Quite a few questions already from the internet. Okay, Pavan Bajaj, Gurgaon, Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam Maharaj. According to Bhagavad Gita 2.14, appearance of happiness and distress arise from sense perception. Spirit soul is Satchidananda. Spirit soul is always blissful. But when a devotee feels pain in separation from Krishna, Guru, other devotees or Dham, it is spiritual. Then why one feel pain in separation when spirit soul is Satchidananda? Okay, so Pavan's question is, why does one, even in spiritual activity, when one a devotee is engaged in spiritual activity, due to the separation from the Lord and his devotees, he feels separation, feeling of separation, which is painful. Well, that pain is not material. That pain is also external. When a devotee cries out, "Oh Krishna, where are you? Where are you?" he is not feeling pain. Where is he feeling pain? Is his head paining? Is his hands paining? Is his stomach paining? So what is actually happening? His heart, his soul is feeling the separation. So that feeling of separation of the soul is also ecstasy. So just as in material nature there is no pleasure, in spiritual nature there is no pain. Although in the material nature sometimes we feel that we are having some fun, some pleasure. But is it actual pleasure? No. Similarly in the spiritual platform, although it seems that there is pain, but there is no pain. Is it clear, Pavan? Archana, Mumbai, Chopati. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. My question is, what if a person who wants to become a devotee show that they are rendering service but have ulterior motives, then how can that be considered service? What is the result of such services for that devotee where their motivation is to please Krishna but also have ulterior motives? Very good question, Archana. You see, devotional service, even if it is rendered without some motivation, with some ulterior motive, still then one will get the benefit. Because Krishna is extremely grateful. For example, do you remember the incident of the thieves who came to steal Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ornaments? They came to steal, but what did they get? They also became devotees of Krishna. Because they carried Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on their shoulder, they got the benefit. Although they were carrying him with an intention to steal his ornament, but because they carried him, they got the Supreme. Just like Putana came to kill Krishna, but because she offered her milk, offered her breast to Krishna, Krishna gave her the position of mother. So that is how wonderful Krishna. Another way to look at it is, as Krishna is saying, Chaturvidha bhajante maam, jana sukritina arjuna, artha, jigasur arthati jnanicha bharatasya. Some may come after being in distress. Krishna, raksha karo, raksha karo. Krishna to raksha karte, balki raksha karne ke baad kya hota hai? Bhakt usse man mein bhakti aa jata hai. He thinks, oh, Krishna saved me so wonderfully. Although he approached Krishna with her, or he said, Krishna thoda एक लॉटरी दे दो रुपया दो कुछ रुपया मिलता है बल्कि मिलने के बाद क्या होता है मिलने के बाद कृष्ण के प्रति आसक्ति बढ़ जाता है सो इन दिस वे इवन दो वन इज रेंडरिंग सर्विस विद सम अल्टीरियर मोटिव ही विल डिराइव द बेनिफिट दैट इज हाउ वंडरफुल स्पिरिचुअल डिवोशनल सर्विस टू कृष्ण इज. Okay, another question from Pavan. Pavan Bajaj, Gurgaon. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. How can one get relief from pain in separation? How can one get relief from pain or separation? By becoming united. And what happens? After the separation, when union happens, that the union becomes 100 times more delicious. In English also it says, distance makes the heart grow fonder. Distance or separation increases our attachment or love. So the pain of separation may be there, but then when there is union, then that union becomes so much more joyful. Jayesh Das, Kolkata. Dandavat Nunam Guru Maharaj, is directly serving Krishna in mode of goodness and serving Krishna in the mode of passion according to our own propensity, the same. Well, one way to look at it is spiritual life is transcendental. Spiritual activity or devotional service is transcendental. So directly serving Krishna in the mode of goodness and serving Krishna in the mode of passion, if the service is without any ulterior motive, then this passion is spiritual. Like configuration, Arjuna is fighting the battle. Prabhupada is saying that can one fight without getting angry? So we can see Arjuna must have been so angry. So apparently this is passion. But because he is serving Krishna and he is feeling the passion for the sake of Krishna, it is transcendental. Ankush Sharma, Punjab. Hare Krishna Maharaj, my question is that in spiritual world is there 84 crore types of bodies like material world? Whatever is there in the material world is there in the spiritual world. So if there are 8,400,000 species of life in the material world, we have to understand that in the spiritual world also there are 8,400,000 species of life plus more. Because spiritual life has more than material. This is a long question from Ankit Vora from United States. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Dandavat Pranam. There is a famous atheist, Stephen Law, who preaches that because there are so many good things in the universe and because of so much order and systematic arrangement, there exists a good God. But because there is so much suffering like infant death, communal violence, there must exist bad God. Now because good God and bad God cannot exist simultaneously, so God cannot exist, and because God cannot exist, we are a part of evolution. Can we take this way of hypothesis to defeat him, that Hanumans can be a part of evolution, defeat him that Hanumans can be a part of evolution from simple cellular life form to monkey and then from monkey to human? But because evolution cannot explain degradation of human to lower life form, as evolution is random in nature, so evolution cannot exist. Is this a correct argument? Okay, Anki, like, it is a good argument, but the question is whether you will accept it. Just as we don't accept his argument, he may not accept your argument. Because these kind of arguments or logical presentations are not the way to deal with the issue. Can a blind man who doesn't have the ability to see, with all kinds of arguments, establish the existence of sun or non-existence of the sun? A blind man cannot see. Like now, how much it speculates. Will he ever be able to see the sun? Can one see the sun by arguments and logic? Or in order to see the sun, one needs the eye. So similarly, these blind people, with all their logics and arguments, whether they can prove God's existence or not, is not going to come to the right conclusion ever. The last part of Ankit's question is, Guru Maharaj, West is full of atheists, agnostics, impersonalists, Shunyavadi, evolutionists, Mayavadis, etc., etc. It is really difficult to deal with them. How should we maintain ourselves without getting entrapped in their senseless philosophy while dealing with them? The answer is, don't deal with them. If they are impossible, if they are incorrigible, if they are not going to listen, why waste your time? And you are saying waste is difficult, then just consider what Prabhupada did alone. Now he made thousands, hundreds of thousands of devotees all over the West. How did Prabhupada do that? So just follow Prabhupada's footsteps. You become convinced about Krishna consciousness, and with that conviction you speak to others and they will be. If their heart is sincere, they will be affected. So Jai again from Calcutta. Dhanavad Pranam Guru Maharaj. Severe austerity is not conducive for devotional service as it inflicts upon people. So my question is, what is the prescribed standard of austerity for an ISKCON devotee? Is it only the four regulative principles?
Yes.
This four regulative principles is the standard of austerity in Krishna consciousness. If you just do that, than this. And make sure you are doing it for free. Nitin from Bhopal base. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Guru Maharaj, we all Bhopal base students want to thank you for your valuable association yesterday. Thank you very much. For everything you did for all of us. Your advent has made our days transcendental. Thank you for your causeless mercy. Guru Maharaj, my question is, how to please and serve Guru and Krishna in the best possible way? Yeah. So, first of all, Nitin, I also thoroughly enjoyed my visit to the base yesterday. I was so happy to meet you all and spend the time. And I am confident that this visit brought us closer together. Previously I have seen you all in Ujjain and now I saw you at your home base. So that did make a big difference. Thank you. And what is, how to please Guru and Krishna the best possible way? The best possible way to please Guru and Krishna is by following their instruction. Because their instructions are simply to bring you close to Krishna. So Gurudev, what does Gurudev want? His only desire is that you become a good devotee. So when you become a very good devotee, when you listen to Krishna's instruction, when you lead your life according to the Prabhupada's instruction, then he becomes happy, because then he knows that you are on the path of becoming a pure devotee, and then he knows that when you become a pure devotee, he will be saved by you. So Gurudev, in this way, he also depends upon his disciples to become a very good devotee. Yes? क्लास से संबंधित नहीं है तो क्लास में पूछने के क्या जरूरत है बाद में अच्छा बताओ
जैसे हमारे परिवार में किसी की मृत्यु होती है या फिर किसी का जन्म होता है तो दो बड़े सदस्य वो बोलते कि घर में पुस्तक लग गया तो भगवान को 11-12 दिन हाथ में लगाना
चाहिए नहीं भगवान को पूजा कर रोज करना चाहिए जब घर में कुछ होता है तो घर वाले क्या खाना बंद कर देते हैं भूखा रहते हैं तो घर में भगवान को बुलाया खुद खाते हो और भगवान को भूखा खाते भगवान को भोग खा रोज ठीक है ये वो लोग कर्मकांडी के बात करते हैं कर्मकांड की बल्कि भक्ति के बच्चे भक्ति के विचार में आ
तुम्हारे सेवन द क्लास एट पाथ ऑफ डिवोशन सर्विस कैन बी एक्सेप्टेड ब्लाइंड फॉर योर लाइफ एक पर्सन रनिंग ब्लाइंडली बट प्रभुपाद सेइंग दैट एब्सर्ड एब्सर्ड इंक्वायरी एंड ब्लाइंड फेथ इन द प्रोसेस इज बोथ बोथ आर कंडेम्ड
इवन इफ यू एक्सेप्ट इट ब्लाइंडली यू डोंट गो रॉन्ग बट दैट डजंट मीन दैट यू शुड एक्सेप्ट इट ब्लाइंडली कृष्ण हैज गिवन यू इंटेलिजेंस यूज योर इंटेलिजेंस बिकॉज व्हेन यू इंटेलिजेंस व्हेन यू इंटेलिजेंस व्हेन यू वेरीफाई इट in an intelligent way, then your faith will become stronger. Then you will become more sure. That's why we have to use an intelligent way. Ladies, if you have any questions, and when you get the question, your conviction becomes stronger. What's your name?
Kartik.
Kartik. Are you from?
Friend
of Kartik. Friend of Kartik. Oh, friend of Kartik. Where is Kartik? Kartik Lenk?
No,
oh, what are you studying?
Engineering.
Engineering. Same college?
No, different.
So you're chanting? How many rounds?
Wonderful.
Kartik's friend is Kartik here. Yes?
Yes. I have a question regarding sometimes we feel very special when we see the beautiful darshan of the Lord or when we hear the encouraging lecture. But that is to be very short time, maybe 5 minutes, and then we become normal. So is it that this ecstasy is it out of sentiment?
You see, you are approaching something. When you see from a distance, is it clear or it just is vague? But as you come closer, it becomes clearer. So we have to similarly understand that yes, we are getting a glimpse of the spiritual world. But a time will come when you will constantly see the spiritual world. Then that excess will be gone. Now that you are getting the glimpse, you are getting the joy of that perception. It is also there. Anything in relation to Krishna is okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. So today also I won't be able to give a class like other times because I have some meetings. But